What's up, man? It's Justin Bless Nothing Less. And we're here for another podcast.
What's up, man? It's Justin Bless, yo. Hey. I hope y'all feeling good, looking good, smelling good. And whatever that you're doing, man, you better be moving on forward and not looking backwards. Life is good, life is great, life is beautiful. God is good, God is great, God's amazing. And if you ain't believe, just know God did. Shout out DJ Khaled, you feel me? Man, them opportunities that you're looking for is right around the corner. You're a couple doors down from those big opportunities. Continue to push, continue to grind. Don't stop and don't look back. And also, don't let other people's judgment of you stop you from pursuing and pushing forward, man. It's about perseverance. It's not about quitting. You feel me? Be true to yourself. You're not going to be true to other people. Grind if you're not going to grind for other people. Make yourself happy. And don't make your happiness depend on anybody else but your true self. You feel me? Welcome to the Justin Bless Podcast. Woo! Man, that was all off top of the dome, too. That shit was pretty fire, huh? Man, I hope that I was able to get y'all spirits up. If you was already up, the vibrating on a 10, I hope I was able to take you to a times 10. You feel me? And if you was vibrating on a 1 or 2, anything lower than that, hopefully I was able to bring you up to a 10. Man, because we are about high frequency over here. You feel me? Put out that right frequency and receive that right type of energy and that right type of blessing that you've been seeking for. Man, life is good. God is good. Continue to show your gratitude. You feel? There's this one thing I read in this book, man. It's Supernatural. I believe that's what it's called, by Dr. Espinoza or something like that. Espinoza, I don't know, something like that, right? It's about like crystals and chakras and stuff like that. And I'm not into any of that stuff, but I always do keep an open mind, because we're keeping an open mind. Keep an open mind. And a lot of people say to keep an open mind, but them, they don't know what the hell they're talking about, because keeping an open mind means that you can learn from anybody, from anywhere, at any time, no matter where they come from. No matter what their views are, you can always learn something. So always keep an open mind. So I kept an open mind, even though I don't rock with any of that. And if it did talk to me, like my soul, my spirit, in a different way that wasn't like right, then I'll like close the book. I always had that in my mind. But it wasn't that. I was just reading about someone else's perspective on life, right? And what they use to get through their personal journey of life, because it's a personal journey, you feel? And you can learn from other people's journeys, and you can incorporate some things into your journey, but I wouldn't say take everything, right? So this one chakra point is my favorite chakra point, and I don't even believe in the whole chakra thing, you feel what I'm saying? But I'm aware of it. And there's this one chakra point, the one that's above your head, which is something that's greater than you, which is your gratitude. And that triumphs anything, man. So that's why I always speak out about just being thankful and grateful. It's from the littlest things to the biggest things, man. Like, you just don't know how powerful that is, man. Or you might not know how powerful that is. Being thankful for what you have currently right now, because, man, that's someone that'll kill to be in your position, bro. Especially if you live in America, man. For real. And speaking about America, man, let me open up to you guys a little bit even more. So I have a sister that's from my dad's side, and She in the Caribbean, and she been trying to get to America for the longest. She feel when you come to America, money just grow on trees. You just go to the bank and be like, hey, let me get $1 million. And they just cash you out right then and there. Go to your neighbor, don't even know the foe. Be like, hey, let me get $1 million. And they just cash you out right then and there. Go to a homeless person on the street and they just cash you out $100 mil just like that. Just because you went to school, all of a sudden you are rich. Just because you live in America, all of a sudden you live in your dreams. And you got no worries about paying any type of bills. That's what she believed, you feel me? And that's what they all believe, man. But at the end of the day, bro, America is just like every other place, man. Life, period, bro. You dealing with families that your family members are hating on you, or maybe not be hating, but not supportive. You feel me? You got friends the same way. Strangers, foes, people you used to know, whatever the case is, bro. At the end of the day, man, we are all alone in this together. Listen to me real wisely and closely. Listen. We are all alone in this together. You feel me? We're alone, but we're together. You're like, damn, how does that happen? But because look, we all experience in life together at this moment, right? That are currently alive. At the end of the day, we walk in our own journey, man. And no one else got the answers to your journey, bro. Everybody's taking that test to life and everybody's questions are different. They might be asked a different way, but the answer might be the same, but it's just asked differently because the way that you live is just different. You feel me? God had to speak to his children differently. He don't speak to Justin how he will speak to Sarah. You know what I mean? Or Shaniqua or Amon. Or Mia. You know what I mean? Like, it's different, bruh. But anyways, she finally made it to America, right? When I told you she went on this crazy trail, walked quite a bit, just sacrificed a lot just to get to America. Because you think the land of the free. And when you get here, all of a sudden that American dream is just knocking on your door. Bruh, money's just raining down like Lil Wayne, you feel me? Throwing in the club, bruh. It's not it. All that media stuff that they be throwing at you in the different countries, thinking over here is this beautiful, fine, oh my goodness, it's so perfect here type of place, like it's paradise. It's not far from it, my guy, especially when you black, nigga. But she got here, right? And she here right now. Recently called me on Saturday, because my carpenter came on Sunday. All right, so Saturday, right? Call me. I'm at the gym. I was about to not pick up, but I thought I'm gonna just pick up, right? Picked it up. Ring, ring. Hello? You know what I mean? What's up? Like, stuff like that. But anyways, and she's saying, man, I'm in Florida. And let me remind you, you know, she's speaking French. She's speaking Creole. So, you know what I mean? Duolingo nigga over here. Y'all ain't know, but y'all know now. I'm pretty sure y'all know because I said it. I shared some of it on the podcast. But she saying that the person that she was, let me put her back a little bit too. Bro, when she came from Mexico up, she was in Arizona. Then I don't know what made her think to go to Florida, but she went to Florida. Bro, if you got somewhat of someone that you know in a different country, why wouldn't you want to be close to them? Kind of close, you know what I mean? Just so they can maneuver, look out for you a little bit, whoop-de-whoop. You can't depend on nobody for anything, but you can somewhat think that person or be more comfortable, that person will have your best interest. You feel what I'm saying? And not speaking from a stranger to stranger standpoint. Yeah, we are strangers. Cause I don't really know her and we didn't grow up together. But it's a little bit closer than just someone random on the street. Like, she knows my name. I know her name. I know her age. I know her birth date. But, like, you know what I mean? We know somewhat of each other. I'll say that. But her smart and bright idea went to Florida. I'm like, word, all right. Feel me? So she called me saying that the person that she was staying with kicked her out because she didn't get a job. Well, yeah, nigga. What you think this is, bruh? You think people get look after a grown man and a grown woman? Niggas was there for 3 weeks and get a job. What you think niggas gonna do? Nigga, you about to just eating my food, nigga. Using my water, bruh. Nigga, you taking a number two, you peeing, bruh. That stuff costs money, nigga. Every time you flush, bruh, that's a couple cents. Might not be dollars every time, but it's a couple cents. But them cents add up, nigga. So two extra booties holes, nigga. Off of my expense, bruh. And y'all ain't gonna get a job? Y'all about to just be cool in here and just being like, oh, we in America? And try to make up excuses to be like, why you can't get a job or something like that? You don't speak English, nigga. You should have knew that before you came over here and practiced English, nigga. But she called me trying to be like I'm supposed to help her, bruh. And people might look at me when I say this like, damn, bruh, that's your sister, bruh. But the thing is, I don't know her, bruh. I don't know none about her, bruh. Real talk. I don't know, but I'm a hole in the wall. That's what they say, huh? For real. Like, bro, I'm the type of person, bro, like, I might know of you. I might know some stuff about you, but I don't mean that I know you, man. And I don't mean that I'm about to be breaking my neck and all that stuff for you, bro. Yeah, really show me what's up. And she hasn't never been there. So why am I going to break my back? And I got a lot of shit going on right now, too. That my money's real tight. Talking eating chicken and rice every day tight. You feel me? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Chicken and rice, bruh. I'm about to eat chicken and rice after I get off this pod, bruh. I ate chicken and rice before I started this pod, man. Like, bruh. People think it's a game out here. It's not. So, yeah. So, she said this one thing that really just irritated my soul, bruh. Irritated my soul, bruh. And a lot of stuff don't be irritating me, bruh. Other niggas complaining, bruh. Complaining and whining. And that's basically what she was doing. I don't like that. And another thing that made it even worse, she got a man with her. How the hell? Like, this is just what it is, bruh. I'm gonna keep it all the way 100 with y'all. All the way funky with y'all, man. Keep it all the way funky. So there's two rules in this life, bruh. It's just what it is. I don't know where it came from. I don't know how I move. Maybe because the way that we think as human beings, that rules that already just like, I don't know, like if God put it in us like this. But for the most part, it's just like what it is, bruh. Right? Let me tell you. Let me break it down to you. Y'all about to understand. Men and women they live in life, not life. You're supposed to live a certain way. And you're supposed to move a certain way. And society look at you a certain way. And this is in all cultures. I haven't seen a culture that it is not like this, bro. From the beginning of times, all I can remember is just like that. From my researches and stuff like that, right? Bruh, a man is supposed to provide, bruh. Go out there, grind, do what he do. When they talking about man, we took down the man myth, a saber-tooth tigers, all that stuff, man. There's all men out there that was doing that. What were the women doing? They're taking care of, like, the home and stuff like that. You feel me? Cooking the food, doing stuff like that. But who went to go get the food? The men, bruh. You feel me? And what was the woman supposed to do? Look good and presentable and stuff like that. Man, a nigga can be real scruffy-like. You feel me? Construction working just came dusty than a mug. But this nigga got some money in his pockets, bro. I'm a nigga attractive as hell. Flip the roles, man. Make a woman like that, bro. Niggas is gonna look at her like, she nasty. She dirty. This, that, and the third. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, a man's supposed to provide. Not supposed to. I'm not gonna say that. You feel me? But, bro, that's just what it is. You feel me? Like, bro, every culture is like that. Is that how it's written, how God written? I don't know, man. But to me, it kind of seemed like it is. Because women don't like to work, bro. Like, it's just nobody. I'm not saying like work because everybody don't like to. I'm talking about like stuff like they'd rather be at home, bro. It's, bro, that's like most women, bro. If you can bless them with just staying at home and everything paid for, bro. Who, what woman's not gonna jump on that? That's like 99.999%. You jump on that and be like, hell yeah, sign me up. So, all right, now we got that out the way. She with her man. And it's like, bruh. You gotta try to figure this out, bruh. You got 3 weeks, nigga. You going to a country that you don't know, bro. The first day you get there, the first minute, first second, you should be thinking about bread and how to get it, nigga. Because you got a girl with you. There be some lazy niggas. And to me, that's kind of seem like how that nigga is. Bro, you are in Florida, bro. If you was in Montana, South Dakota, something like that, bro, Florida, bro, every other five person speaks Creole, speaks French, speaks Spanish, bro. Like, it's just a melting pot out there, bro. People that you might not even know, they know what it is. So it's like, if you're in Arizona, it's more like segregated, like, it's not segregated, but like, it's more smaller community. You feel me? It's not spread out like that. But Florida, bro, them Haitians, Jamaicans, Cubans, Puerto Ricans, them guys is just spread all over the place. And let's say you haven't ran into somebody that speaks your language. They know somebody that speaks that language. I put all my bread on that, bro. So if you don't think like that, like to get this and provide this for yourself and also for your girl, what the hell you got going on, nigga? And this is what pissed me off, you feel me? And that irked my nerves with her. Nigga, you. She said this to me. So what you gonna do with me then? Nigga, I ain't your fucking husband. I ain't your boyfriend, nigga. I don't even know you like that. From a hole in the wall, nigga, I don't even know you like that, nigga. Like, and what does that even mean, nigga? Like, you really, honestly think, nigga, I'm gonna drop everything just to save you? Nigga, it's not happening, my nigga. It's not. I don't care. I don't know you. You don't know me. We know of each other, but we don't know each other. So when she said that, I was like, bro, you got a whole damn boyfriend, husband with you. Ask that nigga. That nigga should be having already game plans going, bro. Like, nigga, that should irk my nerves, bro. I don't know what she was thinking saying that. That was a whole bunch of complaining words. And that's the thing. She don't know me. So her saying that, she just think like talking to anybody. Nigga, I don't give a damn who you are and what's going on, nigga. Don't be hopping on my line complaining about nothing, nigga. Go and get it. Go make it happen, bro. When you make a decision, especially a big one like that, bro, it's thought through, bro. At least it should be. At least it should be thought through. Thought through as in, man, when we get there, how are we going to survive? If I got something good going on here, or I'm surviving somewhat, right? In Mexico, Honduras, whatever the place it is that you travel through. Bro, you gotta survive, nigga. You gotta figure out a way. You gotta make moves. You gotta know what's going on, bro. That's too big. And then you wanna leave your kids as well to go and do this. It's like, bruh, and you ain't think about this. Yeah, bruh, I don't get it. I don't know, but that was that, bruh. And I'm just thinking, I'm like, bruh, like, you gotta be able to, as a man, right, you gotta be able to understand, like, or just people in general, nigga, like certain ways that people are taught back in the day, bro, it's not the same move. And then again, there's a lot of structure that is the same, but there's certain things that you just get better and better over time. You just got implement it, bro. To get better, you got to do better. To do better, you got to be disciplined. And to be great, you got to be good every single day. You feel me? And I was fire what I said right there, man. I was fire what I said. I would repeat it, but I don't remember what I said. But I know that mug was fired up. You feel me? That's something that's personally going on in my life. But we don't get in the pod though. Get into this episode. I just want to share y'all what was on me, what was on my mind, what I was going through a little bit. But this right here, bruh, it's how to get better, how to do better, and how to make it happen. Better yourself by looking into the mirror, bruh. Start with that. Start with honesty, bruh. Go into the mirror and start honesty with yourself, bruh. If you are like, bruh, I'm broke, bruh. Say it, be it, be honest to it. Hey, this is what it is. But then be honest, how you gonna change it? And be honest with yourself. Don't lie to yourself, bro. That's one of the worst things you can possibly do. Because you lying to yourself, no, you're not lying to yourself, but you're lying to yourself, and you're just making it worse on yourself. Feel me? If you're not where you want to be, change it. How I change it is very simple. You create atomic habits. Atomic habits is doing the small little things, the details, the tweaks and things. Make those better and better. You go multiply, triple up, double up to a way better person. Somebody asked me today, what's my goal this week? I said to finish the bathroom remodel on my unit. Get started in the kitchen. Be grateful for my opportunities are coming my way. Like I said, that chakra, the one that's above your head, I believe it's number 8, I don't know, but the one that's above your head, that's outside your being, and to me that's God. Be grateful for the blessings coming, and then try to be better than the person that you were yesterday. That's all I can be, and that's what atomic habits is. You feel me? So we're about to get into this, and shoot, let's learn something. I know quite a bit about it, but I don't know everything. Like I said, you can learn from anybody, at any time, at any place, from any place. You feel me?
Do you ever feel like you're just floating through life, but not actually getting closer to the person that you want to be? It usually happens around New Year's. You imagine all the bad habits you're gonna break free from, and all the good habits you will begin. This time will be different, you say to yourself. This time I am gonna do the things that I say I will. Only to end up back where you began shortly after, and no closer to what you had envisaged. So the question is, how do you break free from bad habits and make the habits you desire easier and automatic? Atomic Habits by James Clear answers all these questions. We're going to be doing a fast-paced, detailed summary of the book and dive deep into topics like habit loops, dopamine spikes, priming your environment, plus heaps more. And make sure you stick around until the end of the video where I go through step-by-step how I'm personally using this book to improve my own habits. I hope this summary inspires you to go out and grab a copy of the book for yourself, because this book deserves...
We ain't gonna do all that stuff. So man, let's get into it.
The power of atomic habits. A slight change in your daily habits can guide your life to a very different destination. Massive action versus 1% improvements. Far too often we convince ourselves that massive success is only possible through massive action in any goal we are pursuing. We expect ourselves to make some quantum leap or momentous improvement that will gain others' attention. However, it is the tiny improvements that aren't even noticeable at first that create incredible change. Let's look deeper into the math. 1% better every day for a year will compound to 37 times better, but 1% worse every day over a year will bring you close to zero. Your habits can compound against you in the form of things like stress or negative self-talk, or they can compound for you in the form of things like knowledge, productivity, skills, and relationships. Success is the product of daily habits, not once-in-a-lifetime transformations. The truth about progress. When you start any endeavor in your life, here is what you think should happen: linear progress. But here is what actually happens. Notice this section here in the beginning. Small changes in our progress are not even noticeable. James Clear refers to this part of the graph as the valley of disappointment. You've done so much, you've put in so much effort, and you can barely see any results. This is where most people fail and slip back into their old routines. The most powerful outcomes of any compounding process are delayed, so patience is required. Goals versus systems. Forget about goals, focus on systems instead. A goal is the result you want to accomplish. Systems deal with processes that lead to the results. The conventional wisdom suggests that the best way to achieve anything we want in life, be it getting into better shape, building a successful business, or spending more time with family, is to set specific, realistic goals. But if you completely ignored your goals and focused only on your systems, would you still succeed? The author of this book argues that you would. Here are some problems with only having goals. Successful and unsuccessful people share the same goals, so therefore the goal cannot be what differentiates winners from losers. Achieving a goal only changes your life for that moment in time. Goals can create an either-or conflict. Either you achieve the goal and succeed, or you don't and you're a failure, even if you are making progress in the right direction. When you achieve a goal, what do you do after? If your goal was running the local marathon, chances are after completing it, your motivation will quickly fade and you will just slip back into your old routines. Goals are good for setting a direction, but systems are best for making progress. A system of atomic habits. The problem with changing your habits is not you. The reason why you repeat the same bad habits for so long isn't because you don't want to change, but because you have the wrong system for change. Atomic habits are small routines and behaviors that accumulate to produce incremental positive outcomes over time. Big breakthroughs tend to get more attention than small improvements, but what really matters are the little daily decisions and actions we take. Just as atoms are the building blocks of molecules, atomic habits are the building blocks of remarkable results. There are three layers to behavior change. The first layer is changing outcomes, the result. Losing that weight, writing that book, or winning the season. The outcomes are what you get. The second layer is changing your process, what you do. The new workout routine, or developing a daily reading habit. And the third layer is changing your identity, what you believe, your worldviews, and how you think about yourself and others. Most people focus on the outcomes, but the best way to change your habits is by focusing on the person you want to become instead of the results that you want. The goal isn't to learn an instrument, it's to become a musician. The goal isn't to run a marathon, it's to become a runner. When something you want in your life becomes part of your identity, that is when your behaviors will start to naturally change. When you tell yourself and others, "I'm a runner," you want to live up to that identity. Remind yourself, every time you do a workout, you are an athlete. Every time you write a line of code, you are a programmer. And each time you instruct your team, you are a leader. The habit loop. A habit is when something becomes repeated enough times that it becomes automatic. Ultimately, we want our habits to solve problems in our lives with the least amount of effort. A habit is formed and reinforced by means of a continuous feedback loop. Cue, craving, response, reward. The key to creating habits that stick is to create feedback loops that are continuously being improved. Cue, phone buzz. Craving, want to know who messaged. Response, pick up the phone. Reward, solve the problem of who messaged. Cue, mind goes blank at work. Craving, want to alleviate the frustration. Response, check social media. Reward, satisfy the need to feel less frustrated. Over time, rewards become associated with cues. So in this example, checking social media becomes tied to your mind going blank at work. And then checking Facebook may be the cue to check Instagram, which becomes the cue to watch YouTube. And before you know it, your mind going blank cue has led to 20 minutes of wasted time. And the more you repeat these habit loops, the stronger and more automatic they become. Cues can really be anything: a smell, a sound, a sight, a person, a location. Try to think of any cues in your daily life that are initiating your good or bad habit loops. So how can we influence the habit loop to work for us? This book shows us the four laws that will guide us to do just that.
What do you want?
Yo, that book, bro, goes so hard, yo. I read this book, and that's why I really want to share this with y'all. I know that you guys might be going through a rut, you feel me? But look at how detailed that was, how dope. And you see those little triggers and stuff that have you like not become a better you because you're wasting on other things. And we are all experts at what? Social media. We know how to move here, do this, filters, blah, blah, blah. But man, implement those little things daily. It's not about running the marathon, it's about being a runner. You feel me? It's not about learn the instrument, it's about being a musician. And that shit is fly. It's about embodying that lifestyle. Not just that one act. You feel me? Whew, that was fire. Let's get back into it.
Make it obvious. Most of your current habits are so automatic that you don't even realize them. You must first become aware of your habits before you can change them. You can achieve that with your habit scorecard. Write down all your daily behaviors on a habit scorecard, from the moment you wake up until the moment you go to bed. Your scorecard may look something like this. Based on whether it helps you become the person you aspire to be, categorize each habit as positive, negative, or neutral. At this stage, we aren't trying to change anything, but just observe what is actually going on in our daily lives. Until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate. Carl Jung. Vagueness is a real problem when it comes to habit formation, and studies have shown that quite often the reason people fail to stick to a habit is not because of a lack of motivation, but because of a lack of clarity. One day I will get into shape is easy to say to yourself, but too vague to get any momentum. What you need is a time and a place. The most common cues, time and location, will help you achieve your goals. Clearly state your intention to act using the following formula. I will behavior at time in this location. Here is a bad example. I will read more this month. Here is a good example. I will read a book for 15 minutes daily at 6 a.m. in the spare bedroom. Another good way to get a habit started is by habit stacking. To stack habits, tie a desired habit to an existing habit according to the following formula. After current habit, I will new habit. For example, after I brush my teeth, I will stretch for 5 minutes. You can stack habits together. For example, after you finish brushing your teeth, you will meditate for 10 minutes and then plan the rest of your day before checking social media. A chain of habits is more likely to be sustained if you practice this consistently. Choosing the correct trigger is essential. You need a trigger cue. Your trigger should be something that you do automatically without fail during your day, such as waking up, turning off your alarm, or brushing your teeth. James Clear tells us in the book that motivation is highly overrated. You can better shape your behavior by designing your environment. We are more influenced by our environment than our willpower or motivation. It's hard to stick with positive habits in a negative environment. Environment is the invisible hand that shapes human behavior. Creating a habit requires you to redesign the space around you to one, make it easier to see the cues for the desired habits, and two, avert bad habits by making them invisible. If you want to drink more water, make the cues visible and obvious. Place water bottles around the house in places you are likely to see them. Want to read more? Place the book somewhere where you'll see it. And if you want to get better on guitar, don't leave it out of sight in the closet. Context is the cue. Objects in the environment do not determine our behavior, rather it is our relationship to them that does. Stop seeing your environment as a place simply filled with objects. Imagine it as a place filled with relationships. The couch in the living room is the place where one person reads an hour a night. For another, the couch is where they watch Netflix and eat pizza and relax after work. If your relationship with the couch is a place to relax, then trying to get a work-related task done in that environment may be difficult. Try to make separate zones in your house for different activities. The author likes to use the mantra, one space, one use. If you're trying to eliminate a bad habit, you can only rely on self-control in the short term. Cutting off bad habits at the source is a more reliable solution, and one of the most practical ways to eliminate a bad habit is to make it invisible. Eliminate it from your environment. For example, put your phone in another room for a few hours if you have trouble getting work done. Or put junk food out of sight or remove it from your house if you're trying to lose weight. Law 2. Make it attractive. When we expect to be rewarded, we take action. The more rewarding an action is, the more likely we are to repeat it until it becomes a habit. Hence, the first step to forming good habits is to make them more attractive. Understanding how dopamine affects your body will help you. Dopamine. Our motivation levels are affected by dopamine, a hormone and neurotransmitter. We are more motivated to act when our dopamine levels rise. By measuring dopamine, scientists can pinpoint the exact moment at which craving occurs. It was once assumed that dopamine was just about pleasure, but now we know it's vital to many neurological functions, including motivation, memory, learning, punishment, as well as voluntary movement. The hormone dopamine is released not only when we experience pleasure, but also when we anticipate it. Gambling addicts have a dopamine spike right before they place a bet, not after they win. Let's dive deeper into dopamine spikes. Using social media, eating junk food, and taking drugs are all associated with high levels of dopamine and are highly habit-forming. Think about before going on a vacation. Sometimes the thinking and anticipation of the vacation is better than the actual vacation. Seeing the junk food you desire surges dopamine, not after eating it. Drug addicts increase dopamine when they see the drugs, not after taking them. The craving is what causes us to take action in the first place. Making a habit attractive is vital.
Bruh, I gotta give y'all a story real quick. Alright, man. So, I'm lactose intolerant, right? Like, this dairy stuff is not for your boy. But ice cream, bruh, that motherfucker like my weakness, man. And the thing is, just like they said, it's not really the ice cream when I eat it, bruh. Thinking about it, bruh. So thinking about it got me like, oh, I need it. You know what I mean? Like a fiend. You feel me? So I get it. And the thing is, it's like you don't even get a little. You get a lot of it. Like me, for instance, bro, I don't just buy like one like drumstick, right? Bro, I buy a whole box, come with 8 of them or 10 of them. I'm like, oh, yo, like what I'm on right now, bro, I can eat all 10 of them. And I know I can. I'm like, yo, I'm going to stretch them out throughout the day. I think I'm going to still have that same like craving, but I don't. So anyway, so I got a box of ice cream, right? 8 of them drumsticks. There were Oreos. Bruh, I was just telling myself all these excuses just to eat. I'm like, yo, it's hot outside. I got to cool my body down. But why don't I just turn on the AC? Because I need something to eat that's cold, right? So I eat that stuff, and I'm throwing these holes back, bruh, eating like 2 a day type of thing. And I know it's going to catch up to me because whenever I have too much dairy, bruh, I break out. And sure enough, bruh, I got a fat pimple on the left side of my face, bro, and it's been there for a minute. And I'm just like, damn, like, bro, it's not even worth it when I eat it, bro. It's really just a thought. So now I gotta really be mindful, controlling of like the whole ice cream and dairy thing. So I'm taking a super break from it. And rather than just saying one thing like, yo, I'm not gonna eat for the rest of this year, I'm not eating cookies and milk. That's bad. That hell makes me break out. And I'm only going to eat ice cream on special occasions, like when I take my sisters out and we go to like one of our favorite ice cream shops. I just have one ice cream, but I'm not going to buy any box from Fry's, Walmart, any of those places and bring the whole box home. Not doing that no more. That is my goal, to be a better person like that. Let's get back to it.
It is the expectation of a rewarding experience that drives us to act. Here you can use a strategy known as temptation bundling. The temptation bundling process makes a habit more attractive by combining an action we need to do with one that we want to do. For example, you could bundle watching Netflix, something you want to do, with working out, something you need to do. Temptation bundling applies a psychology principle known as Premax principle. Developed by Professor David Premack, the Premack principle states, more probable behaviors will reinforce less probable behaviors. In other words, even if you're not looking forward to doing some exercise, you become conditioned to do it because you get to do something else you really enjoy. Group influence. We are continually wondering, what will others think of me, and altering our behavior based on the answer. We are influenced by the people closest to us and the groups that we belong to. If you're trying to build a good habit, one of the best ways to reinforce the habit is to find and become part of a culture where that habit is the norm. If you want to get into better shape, surround yourself with fit people. If you want to read more, join a book club. Primal motivators, the source of cravings. In your normal everyday life, you wouldn't say something to yourself like, I want to eat pizza because I need to consume this food to survive. Surface level cravings are merely manifestations of our deeper underlying motives, and these underlying motives guide our behavior. Here are some examples from the book of underlying motives: conserving energy, obtaining food and water, finding love and reproducing, connecting and bonding with others, winning social acceptance and approval, reducing uncertainty, achieving status and prestige. Your brain did not evolve with a desire to smoke cigarettes, check Instagram every 5 minutes, or to play video games. Online platforms and products do not invent new motivations, but rather appeal to the underlying motives of human nature that we already have to gain our attention. Your habits are modern-day solutions to ancient desires, new versions of old vices. The underlying motives behind human behavior remain the same. People who have the underlying motive of connecting with others may jump onto Facebook. Others seeking the underlying motive of finding love and reproducing may sign up for Tinder. If you want to reduce uncertainty, there's Google for that. And seeking social acceptance, there's Instagram. Reprogramming your brain to enjoy hard habits. You can make hard habits more attractive if you can learn to associate them with a positive experience. By highlighting the benefits of a habit rather than its downsides, you can quickly reprogram your mind and make it seem more appealing. For example, fitness equals health and well-being and not fatigue, cleaning the house, an environment conducive to peace of mind and not wasted time, saving money, future financial freedom and not sacrifice. Make it unattractive. To break a bad habit, do the same but highlight the benefits of not doing that habit to make it as unattractive to keep doing as possible.
Told him, hey mom, I spent 8 years on this.
Yes, sir. It's a fire book, huh? Told y'all, man, we bring that fire and bring that heat. Bro, I pressed the mute button on accident. I'm over here talking. I'm on mute. But I'm super into it. And the thing is, man, I haven't I have read this book, but even him breaking it down the way he's breaking down, just a different way is being broken down and explained differently. Like I said, you can learn that. You can learn from anybody. You feel me? Always remain humble. Always stay true and open-minded, no matter if you might have heard something before, but someone else can give you a different perspective.
Make it easy. How long does it actually take to form a new habit? During habit formation, a behavior becomes increasingly automatic as it is repeated. As you repeat an activity, your brain changes in order to become more efficient at doing it. Long before neuroscientists dug into the process of forming habits, repetition was known as a powerful tool for establishing habits. You activate particular neural circuits associated with habits every time you repeat them. So framing habit formation in terms of time is flawed. It should be framed in terms of number of repetitions. Reducing friction, the law of least effort. The more energy required, the less likely it is to happen. It takes almost no energy to get into the habit of reading one page of a book each day. Habits are more likely to occur when they require less energy. The bigger the obstacle, the more friction there is between you and the desired outcome. If you need to travel 20 minutes out of your way to go to your gym, chances are you will not. But if your gym is located on your commute to work, you will greatly decrease the friction. By making your good habits more convenient, you're more likely to stick to them. Your life will be easier if you find ways to reduce friction rather than trying to solve it. In order to build better habits, we have to find ways to reduce friction associated with our good habits and increase friction associated with our bad habits. Priming the environment for use. By automating or setting up your environment, you can reduce the friction for future action. For example, I will lay out my workout clothes the night before, so when I get up, I can get moving in the morning. Or to prepare a healthier breakfast, place the pan on the stove, cooking spray on the counter, and gather the ingredients the night before. Again, to reduce any friction. Using the 2-minute rule to stop procrastinating. Using the 2-minute rule can help you establish small habits that will lead to success in bigger ones. Find a simple 2-minute version of your desired habit. You want to scale down your desired outcome. Running a marathon becomes putting on your shoes and stretching for 2 minutes. Reading an hour per day becomes reading one page. You need to get the routine anchored in place and then slowly build up the difficulty. After you've mastered the 2-minute habit, you can progress to the next phase. To make something more difficult, think about ways you can create barriers of friction between yourself and the bad habit. Make it as impractical as possible. If you want to watch less TV, unplug the TV after each use and put the remote in an inconvenient location. When you go shopping, leave your credit cards under the seat of the car if you have a bad habit of spontaneous spending. Do anything you can to make your bad habits less likely to occur. Law 4. Make it satisfying. The most important rule of behavior change. A feeling of pleasure is a message to the brain, this feels good, let's repeat this next time. When you experience pleasure, your brain learns that a behavior is worth remembering and repeating. What is immediately rewarded is repeated. What is immediately punished is avoided. The first 3 laws increase your chances of doing the habit this time. The last law increases your chances of repeating the habit next time. The mismatch between immediate and delayed returns. It is common for us to feel good about our immediate results, but bad about our long-term outcomes when we practice bad habits. It is the opposite with good habits. The immediate result is unpleasant, but the ultimate outcome is satisfying. A certain amount of success in just about every field involves ignoring an immediate reward for the long-term one. It is best to add a little immediate pleasure to the habits that will pay off in the long run, and a little pain to those that don't. The vital thing in getting a habit to stick is to feel successful. Even if it's in a small way, the feeling of success is a signal that your habit paid off and the work was worth the effort. It is satisfying to make progress, and you can monitor your progress using visual measures such as moving paperclips, hairpins, or marbles. These little wins can go a long way. For example, for each sales call you make today, move a marble from one jar to the complete jar. For each 25 minutes of writing, move a paperclip. Visual measurements can take many forms: diet journals, workout logs, download progress bars, or even page numbers in a book. Keeping a habit tracker may be the best method to monitor your progress. Using a habit tracker is a simple way to determine whether you did a particular habit. Tracking becomes a reward in and of itself. Crossing a task off your to-do list, completing an entry in your exercise log, or writing an X on the calendar is satisfying. In spite of your best efforts, it is inevitable that life will interrupt you at some point. A bad day at work, a bad performance, or a bad workout can happen to anyone. When you're having a bad day, you don't realize how valuable it is to just show up. Lost days hurt you more than successful days help you. Don't break the chain. Every time you cross a day off your calendar for a given habit, you are creating a chain. Showing up is so important. Missing 2 days or links in a row is the start of a bad habit. Even if you usually do 50 push-ups, just do 10 on that given day, if that means not breaking the chain. Breaking a bad habit. Make it unsatisfying. A behavior is less likely to occur when pain is immediate. Being held accountable by a partner is a good way to keep your desired habits in check. We all want to be liked and respected, so we would rather just avoid the punishment that we will be held accountable to. For example, I owe you $10 every time I miss a workout, plus the respect I lose for failing to do what I said I would. Your behavior is more likely to be influenced by concrete and immediate consequences. The habit contract. You can create a habit contract to hold yourself accountable, just as governments use laws to hold citizens accountable. You can create a habit contract either verbally or in writing, which makes it clear that you will honor a particular habit and there will be punishments if you do not. You can then use your accountability partners to enforce this contract.
Ooh. That was fly, bruh. Like, that book just go hard, and it just teaches you so much. About just being a better person, better version of yourself every single day. That accountability partner, some people need it. Me, myself, or the habit contract, some people need that stuff. For me, I don't need that end part. I'm like self-motivated, self-driven. And I understand the not feeling good right when you start a habit, right? But the end reward is amazing. Kind of like, bro, I worked 10,000 OT hours, bro, in 2020 to be able to buy my property, bro. Do you think I wanted to work that shit? You think I felt good working that shit? But best believe, ask me how I feel now. Bro, I feel amazing, bro. I feel great, nigga. And other people, right, that were blowing their check and stuff like that, ask them how they feel. They're worried about these gas prices, nigga. You feel me? I'm not. And that's the difference. That's why. Stick to that habit. Try to be better. Whatever the case that it may be. Make it happen. Be a better person, man. Atomic habits start today. We got 6 months left of the year, man. 2022. It's just like that. Halfway gone. Just like that. And I remember it was so crazy. People going crazy about, oh, it's going to be 02/22/2022. Bro, that joint was like 4 or 5 months ago. You feel what I'm saying? We're already halfway through the year. Man, don't stop. And if you fell off that wagon, you fell off that horse of you trying to be a better person than you once was, and you know how people have them New Year's things, like how it stated in the beginning. A lot of people start like that. Then they fell off. Man, this might be a reminder to get back on and make it happen, man. God is good. God is great. Thank you to all my supporters. Thank you to all my listeners. Thank you. I appreciate y'all. Y'all continue to be you. Y'all continue to support the pod. Please share the pod. Please like the pod. Please rate the pod. Please engage with your boy in conversation. And yeah. And just thank you. Thank you to every single one of y'all, man. Thank you to every single one of y'all, man. You know what it is. You know what it is. From the east to the west, they know who it is. It's Justin Bless. Justin Bless. None less.